新世纪研究生公共英语教材听说第二版上，由上海外语音像出版社、上海外语电子出版社录制出版。第三和
Listening and Speaking, Second Edition. Lesson 6, Animals. Part A, Getting Started. Short Conversations. Listen to the tape carefully and choose the right answer to each question you have heard.
1. Why don't we go see a movie tonight? A good comedy might cheer you up.
I would.But the reason that I've been so down is all this work I have to do.
Question. What can be inferred about the man? 2. Did you read the editorial in the paper about the mayor's speech?
I sure did, but I think they twisted the meaning of what he said.
Question. What does the man say of the editorial?
3.I just have to type this last page and then I'm through.
By then I'll be done too.
Question. What does the woman mean?
4. I wonder where the books I ordered are. I expected to receive the package several days ago.
Maybe you'd better check with the company. They could be temporarily out of stock.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do?
5. This report is due tomorrow. Would you be able to work on it with me tonight?
Unfortunately, I have another commitment.
Question. What does the woman imply? 6. What a wonderful performance. The marching band has never sounded better.
Thanks. I guess all those hours of practice are finally paying off.
Question.What does the woman think of the band? 7. Have you heard that Professor Jones is retiring?
Yes. The faculty won't find anyone to fill her shoes.
Question. What does the woman imply about Professor Jones?
8. Would you please tell me where I can find a CD by the Beatles?
Sure. It will be over there with all the CDs in the rock section.They are arranged alphabetically by group.
Question. In what kind of store does this conversation take place? 9. On my way up to your office, I found this briefcase in the elevator. What do you think I should do?
Take it to the receptionist. The lost and found box is there.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do?
10. What a morning!My train usually takes 45 minutes, but today it took me over an hour to get to campus.
I saw signs in the station that say construction will go on for the next 3 months.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? 11. I hear your older sister is on the Olympic team and on the honors list. She must be quite a person. She sure is. I've always looked up to her.
Question. What does the man say about his sister?
12. Joe took a taxi home alone 10 minutes ago.
I wonder why he didn't wait for me to go with him.
Question. What does the woman think about what Joe did? 13. Hi, I see you are walking. Where is your bicycle today?
Oh, I bent the wheel yesterday, so I had to take it to the shop.
Question. What has happened to the woman's bicycle?
14. I don't think we should have told Tom about the surprise party for Lucy.
It's all right. He promised not to tell her.
Question. What does the man mean? 15. I didn't come yesterday because I had a temperature. Could you tell me your requirements for my term paper?
The theme of your paper can be about business management or tourism industry in China, and the length of your paper should be no less than 15 pages.
Question. What is the most probable relationship between the two speakers?
Part B, intensive listening. Animals. Passage 1, the sound of birds. Exercises. 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you have heard.
The sound of birds can be divided into three types, including singing, crying, and voice imitating. Singing is normally a continuous, multi-syllable melody uttered by the birds and controlled by sex hormones. Some sorts of singing are quite melodious and pleasant. During the breeding cycle, the changing and pleasant cries of male birds are typical songs. Singing is an important way for a bird to defend its territory, to pronounce it has occupied a place, and to warn other birds not to enter the area. The singing variety of bird songs are different and more complicated than their common cries, which mainly happen in the breeding cycle in spring and summer. Cries are not controlled by sex hormones and can be uttered by both male and female birds. Usually, bird cries are short and simple, but they can mean a lot. They are used to communicate with one another and to warn one another about dangers. The cries of birds can express calling, warning, surprise, and threat. Sometimes it is very difficult to distinguish crying from singing. Generally speaking, cries are not affected by the change of seasons and can be made by all birds. Crying is an important way for birds to communicate with one another. Voice-imitating birds imitate the crying or voice of other birds. The biological cause of voice-imitating is not clear even now, and it is highly probable that it will take a long time for people to discover the mystery. 1. According to the passage, what are the main types of the sound of birds?
2. Which of the following cannot be used to describe the singing of birds?
3. In the passage, which is not mentioned about the function of a bird singing?
4. What does the passage mainly talk about?
5. Which of the following is true according to the passage?
Exercises. 2. Listen to the passage again and write T, true, or F, false for each statement you have heard.
1. All sorts of singing by birds are quite melodious and pleasant.
2. By singing, birds can warn others not to enter their territories.
3. Both the songs and cries of birds are controlled by sex hormones.
4. Sometimes the singing and crying of birds are similar to each other.
5. At present, we have fully understood the three types of the sound of birds.
Passage 2. Fun facts about giant pandas. Exercises. 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you have heard. High in dense bamboo forests in the misty, rainy mountains of southwestern China lives one of the world's rarest mammals, the giant panda. Only about 1,000 of these black and white relatives of bears survive in the wild. Pandas eat almost nothing but bamboo shoots and leaves. Occasionally they eat other plants, fish, or small animals, but bamboo accounts for 99% of their diets. Pandas eat fast, they eat a lot, and they spend about 12 hours a day doing it. The reason is very simple. They digest only about a fifth of what they eat. Moreover, bamboo is not very nutritious. The shoots and leaves are the most valuable parts of the plants, so that's what a well-fed panda concentrates on eating. To stay healthy, they have to eat a lot, up to 15% of their body weight within 12 hours, so they eat fast. There are many species of bamboo. Only a few of these grow at the high altitudes where pandas live today. A panda should have at least 2 bamboo species where it lives, or it will starve. Giant pandas used to be able to move quite easily from one mountaintop to another in search of food. Nowadays, the valleys are mostly inhabited by people. Pandas are shy. They are afraid to go into areas where people live. This confines pandas to very limited areas. As people continue to farm, cut trees, and develop land higher and higher up the mountain slopes, the panda's habitat continues to become smaller. And sometimes, when all the bamboo in their area dies off naturally, pandas starve because they're unable to move to new areas where other bamboo species thrive. Conservation organizations, Chinese government officials, and scientists are continuing to work toward solving the panda isolation problem. Maintaining bamboo corridors, strips of peaceful land through which pandas can travel from mountain to mountain freely, is one of the many ideas that may help save the giant panda.
1. How many pandas are still living in the wild?
2. Which of the following statements is not true?
3. Which of the following is the reason that pandas starve?
4. How much does a panda eat per day?
5. Which of the following has caused the shrinking of the panda's habitat?
Exercises. 2. Listen to the passage again and complete the chart below. Passage 3. Hummingbirds. Exercises. Listen to the passage twice and summarize its main idea with the words and phrases given.
If you are lucky enough, you may find the hummingbird, the smallest bird in the animal kingdom, in a South American forest. Though the hummingbird is not bigger than a bee and weighs only 2 or 3 grams, it can fly as fast as 50 meters in a second. It can fly forwards as most birds do, and it can fly backwards as well. The strangest thing about it, however, is that it can stay still in the air, just like a helicopter. Whenever a hummingbird needs food, it will fly slowly towards a flower. It won't stand on the flower, as bees would, but just hangs over the flower and then begins to suck the honey from inside the flower with its needle-like beak. The hummingbird is very particular in designing and building its nest. It takes great pains in choosing the right materials, preferring soft ones to hard ones. Its eggs are so small that a common matchbox can hold as many as 100 of them.
Part D, Extensive Listening. Resignation of Richard Nixon. In this part, you are going to hear a longer passage. The passage is printed below with some words and expressions missing. As you listen, fill in each of the blanks with the words and expressions you have heard.
This is the 37th time I have spoken to you from this office, where so many decisions have been made that shaped the history of this nation. Each time I have done so to discuss with you some matter that I believe affected the national interest. In all the decisions I have made in my public life, I have always tried to do what was best for the nation. Throughout the long and difficult period of Watergate, I have felt it was my duty to persevere, to make every possible effort to complete the term of office to which you elected me. In the past few days, however, it has become evident to me that I no longer have a strong enough political base in the Congress to justify continuing that effort. As long as there was such a base, I felt strongly that it was necessary to see the constitutional process through to its conclusion. that to do otherwise would be unfaithful to the spirit of that deliberately difficult process and a dangerously destabilizing precedent for the future. But with the disappearance of that base, I now believe that the constitutional purpose has been served, and there is no longer a need for the process to be prolonged. I would have preferred to carry through to the finish, whatever the personal agony it would have involved. And my family unanimously urged me to do so. But the interests of the nation must always come before any personal considerations. From the discussions I have had with congressional and other leaders, I have concluded that because of the Watergate matter, I might not have the support of the Congress that I would consider necessary to back the very difficult decisions and carry out the duties of this office in the way the interests of the nation would require. I have never been a quitter. To leave office before my term is completed is abhorrent to every instinct in my body. But as president, I must put the interests of America first. America needs a full-time president and a full-time Congress, particularly at this time with problems we face at home and abroad. To continue to fight through the months ahead for my personal vindication would almost totally absorb the time and attention of both the president and the Congress in a period when our entire focus should be on the great issues of peace abroad and prosperity without inflation at home. Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office.
Part E, Listening for Pleasure. Pop Songs. Oops, I Did It Again.
Thank you. go. There's something I want you to have.
Oh, it's beautiful. But wait a minute, isn't this?
Yeah, yes it is.
But I thought the old lady dropped it into the ocean in the air.
Well, baby, I went down and got it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Lesson 7, Health. Part A, Getting Started. Short conversations. Listen to the tape carefully and choose the right answer to each question you have heard. 1. I thought the librarian said we could check out as many books as we needed with our library card.
That's right, but not those reference books.
Question. Which one of the following rules can be effective? 2. I'm really exhausted, but I don't want to miss the film that comes on at 11.
If I were you, I would skip it. We both have to get up early tomorrow, and anyway, I've heard it isn't that exciting.
Question. What is the woman's advice? 3. I ran into our friend Mark yesterday on the street, and he said he hadn't heard from you for a month.
Yes, I know, but I've been too busy to phone him.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation? 4. Mary is in charge of the art and music section, and Carol's the sports page. What about you?
I'm responsible for the editorials.
Question. Where does the woman work? 5. I don't know whether to ask Joe or Carol to draw the posters.
What difference does it make? They are both excellent artists.
Question. What does the woman imply about Joe and Carol? 6. I wish I didn't have to make a special trip to the post office to get my package.
Well, if you call them in the morning, they'll give the package to your mail carrier to bring to you.
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do? 7. Hey, George, I can't get to sleep with the light so near to my bed. Can't you study someplace else? Sorry, there's a party going on down in the lounge, but I'll try the dining room.
Question. What will George probably do?
8. Hey, that's a great sweater you're wearing. It looks really warm.
Yeah, but I wish I bought a coat like you did. It's really cold today.
Question. What does the woman think of her sweater? 9. Tom's house is a mess. Doesn't he ever clean it?
I guess he just has too much else on his mind with that new job of his.
Question. What does the woman imply about Tom? 10. You must be looking forward to your trip back to Colorado. It should be fun to hike into those mountains again.
Well, there may not be time for that. The thing is, I haven't seen my sister and her kids for 3 years.
Question. What does the woman plan to do?
11. I forgot to tell you that Fred called last night to borrow your sleeping bag.
Oh, I saw him at the gym this morning, and he didn't say anything, so he must have asked somebody else.
Question. What does the man imply?
12. Excuse me, could you tell me how to get to the post office?
Your guess is as good as mine. I'm new around here.
Question. What is the relationship between the two speakers?
13. You have heard Professor Johnson before, right? How would you describe his lectures?
Well, let me put it this way. I could never stay awake in one of his classes without first drinking at least 2 cups of coffee.
Question. What can be inferred from the man? 14. I've got 2 tickets to today's game. Do you want to come along?
It'll be on television. Besides, it's really too cold for me.
Question. What will the man probably do? 15. I need to go across town, but the traffic is so heavy at this time of the day.
When you take the subway, you don't have to deal with traffic. I never drive anymore.
Question. What do you learn about the traffic?
Part B, Intensive Listening, Health. Passage 1, Art in Hospitals. Exercises. 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you have heard. The medical world is gradually realizing that the quality of the environment in hospitals may play a significant role in the process of recovery from illness. As part of a nationwide effort in Britain to bring art out of the galleries and into public places, some of the country's most talented artists have been called in to transform older hospitals and to soften the hard edges of modern buildings. Of the 2,500 National Health Service hospitals in Britain, almost 100 now have significant collections of contemporary art in corridors, waiting areas, and treatment rooms. All these owe a great deal to one artist, Peter Senior, who set up his studio at a Manchester hospital in northeastern England during the early 1970s. He felt the artist had lost his place in modern society and that art should be enjoyed by a wider audience. A typical hospital waiting room might have as many as 5,000 visitors each week. What a place to hold regular exhibitions of art! Senior held the first exhibition of his own paintings in the outpatients' waiting area of the Manchester Royal Hospital in 1975. Believed to be Britain's first hospital artist, Senior was so much in demand that he was soon joined by a team of 6 young art school graduates. The effect is striking. Now in the corridors and waiting rooms, the visitor experiences a full view of fresh colours, playful images, and restful courtyards. The quality of the environment may reduce the need for expensive drugs when a patient is recovering from an illness. A study has shown that patients who had a view of a garden needed half the number of strong painkillers compared with patients who had no view at all or only a brick wall to look at.
1. What is the main idea of the passage?
2. Which of the following is not mentioned in the passage?
3. What is Peter Senior?
4. How many visitors would a typical hospital waiting room have each week?
5. According to the passage, what would happen to a patient if the environment in hospitals is improved?
Exercises. 2. Listen to the passage again and write T, true, or F, false for each statement you have heard.
1. Peter Senior set up his studio at a hospital in Manchester.
2. Peter Senior held his first painting exhibition in a hospital in the 1970s.
3. After the exhibition, Peter Senior became the teacher of 6 young art students.
4. The quality of the environment may reduce the need for expensive drugs.
5. It is suggested in the passage that patients can recover without the help of medicine if they have a very good environment.